Once again, here's Cobra.
All right, we got to talking about fentanyl because Demi Lovato in this Fitz local. I wonder if Demi's parents still live here. If Mr. and Mrs. Lovato are still trolling Grapevine, I guess it is. I'm sure somebody out there knows. They can't be very... They gotta be, what, if she's 26 or something like that, they're probably mid-50s or something.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're out there, though.
Don't know. Listeners.
Yeah, they may be.
Give us a call.
Sure. Well, their daughter had a rough go of it, and TMZ reported earlier today that she was freebasing oxycodone and fentanyl, laced with fentanyl. So, lighting it on tinfoil, and then pulling the smoke out. That's like a horror film from when I was a kid.
That's going hard.
Like a propaganda piece when I was a kid. Like, I remember seeing something like that. Yeah. Like, whether it was on a Scott Baio after school special, I don't know. If there was one called...
on a Scott Baio after school special?
If there was one called Free Basin, I'm not really sure. Danny, there's your answer. At 37, he's the oldest man in the top 100. And he's second.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Speaking of Fetter.
It sounds like Lovato's parents have been divorced for a while. In fact, Demi's mom, in a memoir years ago, said that she lost a finger because her now ex-husband slammed a door so hard on it that she had to be removed.
Oh, dear. Man. Well, I hate to hear that. Well, anyway, we were talking about fentanyl and how it's used for pain and all that, and we had a doctor chime in. He is an anesthesiologist, and he said, Corby, just like you, I'm a doctor, an anesthesiologist. I found your discussion of fentanyl today interesting. It's highly likely you have been given fentanyl. As I recall, you've had a knee surgery, and you probably were given it then. It's true. I don't know what they gave me. I thought they gave me propofol for some reason.
Propofol is what knocks you out. That's what the anesthesiologist uses to control where you are during your surgery as far as your consciousness, I think.
He says fentanyl is a synthetic derivative of morphine and is commonly used as an analgesic during surgery.
I don't think that's how you say that.
Well, you know, tomato, tomato, Mike.
Yeah. Anal.
He says, I give it to my patients almost daily. It's a good analgesic and very safe when properly used. It's 100 times more potent than morphine, but it's certainly not the most potent of the fentanyl. There's other types of fentanyl. And then he goes on to list those. They're difficult to control, blah, blah, blah. So I said, because we got to talking about Prince, and Petty. Sorry, I lost his track of his name. And whether or not those guys needed it for pain management, whatever the case may have been, because Petty was dealing with some pretty bad hip issues. I said, thanks for the info, John. I go, isn't it super dangerous just to take it while you're going about your daily life? Sounds to me like it's safe when used in surgeries, but the general casual users are the ones who OD. Do docs prescribe it for general pain? He says, you're correct. Fentanyl is a surgical analgesic. It can be dangerous even in those situations. He says, I feel it's a very unwise choice to give it to anyone outside of surgery. It can also be used for cancer pain. It's not something one would use and go about their daily life. Recreational use of fentanyl is extremely, extremely risky and responsible for numerous ODs. So they don't give it to... That's what we're talking about with Prince and Petty. No matter how bad their pain was, they were just addicts, plain and simple. They were just dudes that... They were hooked. In pain, yes, but hooked.
Yeah.
Which is, you know.
Well, I know Petty was in a very bad way.
Right. But he was probably in a worse way as far as being addicted to it.
Poor Petty.
You know? Perhaps. Look, you're in Petty's back pocket. I know. I know your angle here.
No. I'm not making excuses for him. I'm not trying to justify it.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, the thing that pisses me off about Petty more than anything is the fact that All he had to do was just, and it's probably more complicated than that because the guy has got a massive history of substance abuse and addiction. You would think that all he had to do was say, hey, I'm not going to tour anymore. I'm going to back away. I'm going to fix myself, get better physically, and then I'll get off this stuff.
Yeah.
Get off the, you know, I won't be in pain, and then I'm,
sure,
then I'm good.
Crossed his mind a million times, Corby.
Oh, I know. I know.
Dude, when you're in the grips of that stuff.
I know. It's addiction.
I'm telling you, I was on that crap for 4 days, and the withdrawals that it took for me to get off OxyContin for 4 days was miserable. For 36 hours, it was absolutely miserable. I cannot imagine considering what it would be like to try to get off something that you've been addicted to of that level, that high level of a narcotic that you've been on for months, maybe even years. You'd probably rather just die.
I know, and that's why Kurt Cobain and so many others just do die. They just can't handle it anymore. But I mean, like, for a lot of people, I had to take whatever they give you, like, after my knee surgery, whatever the hell that was. I don't even know what it was. For pain management. Took it one night to get through the night for sleep, you know, the night of. But then, man, it wrecks your stomach so bad. Like, it's horrible what it does to your stomach.
Oh, it'll shut you down.
Yeah, and I can't imagine what these
diarrhea.
People...
Diarrhea.
Yeah, it's the opposite of that. Undiarrhea.
Ooh-wee, look at that.
What these people, what their guts look like after eating this stuff for days and days and weeks and months and years and all that. It's got to just rip it apart.
Well, it makes you perpetually constipated.
Yes.
That's for damn sure.
You might like that. As afraid of you are, isn't that stuff?
What stuff?
Mess.
Yeah. You want to do butt stuff?
I'm not afraid of it.
We did find out, Mike, that there was reference to diarrhea in the Bible. Ty did yesterday, because we asked the question, did Jesus have diarrhea?
Ever.
Ever.
Like in his 33 years, did he ever suffer from diarrhea?
And we have found that he did.
Well, no, it doesn't mention his diarrhea.
Yeah, well, that's what you said. You were wondering if Jesus had diarrhea.
It's not John 3:17.
And I thought maybe,
come on, John. I told you not to put that in there.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever shall believe in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. That's 16. Uh-huh. 17, Jesus had diarrhea.
I think it's a fair question.
Right. But we just assumed, and Ty looked it up.
Jesus raised the flag one too many times.
Jesus liked to party.
Uh-huh.
Second Chronicles 21:15-20.
And what is it?
And you will suffer severe sickness, a disease of your bowels, until your bowels come out because of the sickness day by day.
That's what you had the night of my wedding. You had
and low, stay away from the meatballs.
Low. Oh, man. But I just figured, like, he, you know, was like, oh, God, I gotta go to the bathroom. And he sat down, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happened. And then he's like, no. And then he just.
Not me.
Yeah. And then he just snapped his fingers and.
It all went away.
Yeah. And then it looked like, you know.
Diarrhea is the great equalizer.
Great.
Let's see. Have you guys ever come upon a copperhead?
I'm not into that kind of stuff.
Upon!
I've run into one.
Into that stuff.
You take it on a date first?
I guarantee.
There's no way.
There's a website out there.
There's no way.
Called
no.
snakehamster.com.
No. There's
Snake.
No way. No one's ever done that.
There might be, man.
Oh, God.
A big world out there, Corby.
Is someone driving around right now going, oh, God, they found me out.
I'm going to be on Community Quick Hits soon.
Got to release the venom.
Good Lord. No, I've never stumbled upon a copperhead.
You have?
Yeah.
In what setting?
Hold still, snake! Sorry.
When I was a kid, there was some guy that was that I was kind of related to, but not really.
Right. Was he one of the slow kids?
No, no. He was a good bit older than me. He was grown.
Okay.
But
what are you hanging around grown people for as a kid?
I was over at his house, and we were out in his yard, and we...
Were you boxing?
Yeah, we were boxing in my front yard.
All right. Start over with how you're related to this guy, and let's build up to this.
Okay. I think that because my mother was married once before, she married my dad.
What?
I'm what? Sorry.
Yeah.
Your mom was married?
Yeah.
Before... You never told us that.
Well, it's never come up until now.
I look at you totally different now.
Yeah, she was married once before she married my dad.
No kids?
No, no kids.
Okay.
No kids.
What happened to that guy?
He caught meningitis and died on a train.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Why are we just now learning about this?
He seems like a great guy, too.
Like, how long were they married?
Not long.
But how do you catch meningitis?
It was pretty common.
Is it airborne?
No, it was pretty common back then.
So they were the guy was like in his 20s?
I think so. Early 30s at the latest.
Damn. No, I never knew that. So they were just married in that
happened? Died on a train?
Yeah, he was a
World War On the train?
I think so. Yeah, he was a World War II vet and everything.
Were they living here?
Oh, no, this was out in California.
I didn't know your mom lived in California. Why'd she move here?
Probably from here.
Yeah, she's from here.
She moved out there to be with him, I bet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, he had this brother that was... He had this brother that was from here. And I always used to like, whenever I'd go visit... Oh, God. Whenever I would go visit my grandmother, sometimes she would take me... She would go see him.
Mm-hmm.
And she would take me with him. And he was a great guy, too. And I would hang out with him and everything. One day, we were in his front yard.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
And we came up on a small copperhead. And he told me stay away from it. And then he went into the garage and got a hoe and brought it back out there and cut off its head with the hoe.
Welcome to the club, buddy. Hashtag my copperhead.
I'm honored to be in the lodge.
God.
Oh, I can't wait till the next training camp or whatever. Because it's all going to start with my mom was married to this guy who got meningitis and died on a train.
And he had this brother.
Sorry about that.
Sometimes she'd take me to go see the brother, and me and the brother were walking around in his front yard.
There you go. Somebody will transcribe this.
We have to piece it all together, though.
Yeah, without the... Because we saw what was developing.
Yeah.
You couldn't not notice it.
Man, that was awesome.
That was a great story.
How have we never known this?
I don't know.
This has never come up.
Yeah, but I mean, like, just in general, you know?
I don't know that much about your mom and dad.
Yeah, but I guess. I figured, I don't know.
I just don't understand how it hasn't naturally come up.
Right, in some point.
Right.
About some guy dying on a train or...
It's amazing that it took a copperhead story.
Yes!
To learn that my ex-mother was previously married to a guy that died on a train.
Yeah. That's awesome, man.
You are an onion.
Just think how different your life would be had... What was his name?
J.W. Yeah.
Well, he wouldn't have had a life, probably.
Well, he would have just been some other form. His mom...
Hey, man.
I see what you're saying, but...
As we know him now.
Yeah, right. Was J.W. handsome?
Very.
Was he?
Yeah. So was his brother, Chet.
Is Chet still around?
I don't think so.
J.W. and Chet.
Yeah.
The Copperhead Killers.
Yeah.
That's a good name for a band.
All right. We didn't even get to the story of the Copperhead, but maybe we can do that tomorrow.
Or next.
Yeah, do it next.
Or later. Yeah,
do
okay.
Do it next. Help.
Right. Okay.
All right, that is
community. Hot Cowboys opinion.
Never mind. Process.